In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. One of the things that I have been thinking about and preaching about is that we, as God's people, do not know who we are. So where do we go to find out who we are? Do we go to the psychiatrist? I don't think so. Do we go to a priest? I don't think so. We go to God's Word, and God's Word says who we are. And we are to believe what God says, because His Word is true. First of all, God's Word says, "I am not an orphan. I have been adopted into God's family through Jesus Christ." Ephesians 1:5. I am not an orphan. I have been adopted into God's family through Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:5. We have an orphan spirit on us, thinking that we're all alone, and yet God has adopted us into the family of God through the blood of Jesus and through the giving of the Holy Spirit. So you are not an orphan. You are God's child. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light. We know that when it comes to light, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. You are a child of God if you've given your life to Jesus. You are not an orphan. You belong to God. God is your Father. Jesus is your Savior and your Lord. The Holy Spirit is your sanctifier. You are not an orphan. I don't care what your feelings say. You are not an orphan. You have been adopted into God's family through Jesus Christ. Now, how have we overcome? I have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Revelation 12:11. Say it again. I have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Revelation 12:11. How have I overcome? Through Christ shedding His blood for me on the cross. His precious blood shed for me makes me an overcomer. And the word of my testimony I overcome by telling people what Jesus is doing in my life. Not what He has done, but what He is doing in my life, as well as what He has done. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, Revelation 12:11. We do not overcome by trying to fight with our thoughts. You don't overcome that way. You overcome because Jesus Christ shed His blood for you. You overcome because of the blood of the Lamb. You overcome because of what God is doing in your life right now. I have been redeemed, Ephesians 1:7, redeemed by the blood of Jesus, Ephesians 1:7. Yes, I have been redeemed. What's it mean? I have been bought by the blood of Jesus. I've been redeemed. Do you know that? That you were bought by Jesus Christ, by the blood of the Lamb. I have been forgiven. 1 John 7. Yes, you have been forgiven. How? By the blood of Jesus. You have been forgiven. That's why we need to go to confession. That's why when we go to confession, we are under the blood. I have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Romans 5:9. Cleansed, washed away, pure. Pure as when we first were baptized by the power of the blood of Jesus. I have been justified. Romans 5:9 again. By the blood of Jesus, yes. Justified as I have been put right with God. I have been sanctified. by the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 13:12. Let me tell you this. All these things are what happens through the blood of Jesus. Redeemed, forgiven, cleansed, justified, sanctified. How? By the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus that washes me white as snow. And who preaches about the blood? Who preaches about the blood? I once spoke with, I don't even remember his name, he's on radio. And anyway, I said, you never preach about the blood. He said, you preach about it twice as much as I need to. I said, oh no, it's by the blood we are saved. By the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of Jesus. You have become redeemed, forgiven, cleansed, justified, sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Yes, even if you've had an abortion and you've gone to confession, you've been forgiven, you've been cleansed, you've been justified, you've been sanctified by the blood of Jesus. I have been delivered from the dominion of darkness and transferred into God's kingdom. Colossians 1:13. I have been delivered from the dominion of darkness and transferred into God's kingdom. Colossians 1:13. In other words, at one time when I lived in sin, I was in the dominion of darkness. But through the blood of Jesus and through my confession and through my giving my life to Jesus, I have been transferred into God's kingdom. Do you know you're a kingdom child? You belong to God. Do you know you're not an orphan? Do you know that you have God as your Father? Do you know that you live in the dominion of light now? You have been transferred from the dominion of darkness and live in the dominion of life, and you are in God's kingdom now. I am born again. What does that mean? It happened at baptism and through faith. I am born again. Catholics call it second conversion, when God touches their lives and changes them as an adult. I am born again. I am a new creation. That's another way of saying it. I don't care how you say it, as long as it happened. Born again, new creation, second conversion. John 3:5. I am born again. John 3:5. I am a new creation because I am in Christ Jesus. The old has passed away. The old has passed away. What's the old? Sin, Satan, darkness. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Yes, who does this represent especially? Paul. He becomes a brand new creation on the Damascus Road when he sees Jesus and hears Jesus and gives his life to Jesus. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away, the old of sin and death. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The Lord is doing something new in my life. Oh, yes. Something new in my life. Isaiah 43:19. He's doing something new. Do you know the new things that he's doing in your life? Do you know that I make all things new, Jesus says in the book of Revelation? Do you know that these things refer to you today, to you today? The Lord has amazing plans for my life. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Amazing. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future, plans to give you a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. Do you know that you have amazing plans, plans for you by the Lord himself? Amazing plans. You might say, but here I am, I'm sick. But you can pray. You can pray for me. You can pray that I touch many people. Amazing plans. Only God knows how many people are touched because people pray for me. I am not anxious about my life. No, because my life is in the hands of the Lord. I am not anxious about my life. Matthew 6:25. Be not anxious about your life. Trust in God. Trust in Him. Trust in Him. You don't know, look at the flowers of the field. Solomon in all of his beauty was not arrayed like one of these, yet God cares for them. I am not anxious about my life. Look at the birds of the air. Look at them, that if one falls, your heavenly Father knows that it falls. Do you not know that you are more important than a flock of birds? And he who confesses me before men, I will confess before the angels of God. Do you know that? That you're not anxious? Do you know if you confess Jesus before people, he confesses you before the angels of God? I have been blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. I have been blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. But you know what? You can be blessed, but if you don't use the blessings, they die. Oh yes, you have been blessed with in Christ, always in Jesus Christ, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. God has blessed you with the gifts that are in heaven. And you know, you need to use these gifts. What are they? They could be prophecy. They could be tongues. They could be healing. We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. That's Ephesians 1:3. I am an ambassador for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20. I am an ambassador for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Let me tell you this. I remember many years ago someone coming to me telling me that someone in high places, he wasn't a bishop, but he was in high places, said to him, "You have to think of your career." And he said, "I have to think that I am an ambassador for Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:20, and no one's going to take it from me. I am an ambassador for Christ. I am seated in heavenly places in Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:6. I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 2:6. I remember when the Jehovah Witnesses came to me, and they said to me, "Can I read some scriptures for you?" And I said, "Of course you can read scriptures." And then they read, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof," the 24th Psalm. I said, "That's beautiful." And they read another one. I said, "Oh, that's beautiful." I said, can I read a scripture for you?" And they said, "Yes." I said, "Turn to your Bibles, Acts 1:8. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." Who's speaking? They wouldn't tell me it was Jesus. "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses." Who's speaking? They wouldn't tell me. I said, "You're not being honest. Jesus is saying that we're His witnesses. His witnesses." And they said, "No," they try to change the subject. And they said, "Well, you think you're going to heaven when you die." I said, "By the grace of God, the scripture says I am already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." And they said, "Where does it say that in the Bible?" I said, "It says it in Ephesians." I said, "Let me have your Bible." And I couldn't find it. But with that, the wind blew and my finger was on it. I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Right now, I am sitting in Winthrop, Massachusetts, but I am also in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, my Lord. I am with Him, I am in Him, I am for Him. I am a temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:19. I am not a vacant body. The Holy Spirit dwells within my life. You are not a vacant body. The Holy Spirit dwells within your life. Like, do you know it today? Like, do you know it today? Do you know it today? Do you know it today? That you have the Holy Ghost dwelling in your heart today. And you are not an orphan. and you have overcome by the blood of Jesus and by the word of your testimony. Do you know you're redeemed, forgiven, cleansed, justified, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus? Do you know that you've been delivered from the dominion of darkness now and transferred into God's kingdom? Do you know that you've been born again, a second conversion, or you've become a new creation? Do you know that anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation? The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Do you know that God is doing something new in you? Help us to believe that, Lord. Help us to believe that, Lord. God is doing something new in you. Do you know that the Lord has amazing plans for your life? And you say, well, you know, I'm not very smart. He has amazing plans for your life. That's just real. The people out in front of the abortion mill today never knew the plans that God had for them. And you know, it's 40 days of prayer in front of Planned Parenthood. They've already started. You can go there tomorrow and pray. Pray with the people that are there. I am not anxious about my life. You know why? Because God holds me in the palm of His hand. He has graven me in the palms of His hands. Amen. That's from Isaiah. Do you know you've been blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places? You've been blessed. Do you know that you're a blessing? Oh, I asked one lady in Trinidad, how are you? She says, I'm blessed. She knew she was blessed. Hallelujah. Do you know that you are an ambassador for Christ? You represent Jesus Christ. Do you know that you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Even now, you are seated with Him in heavenly places. Where the head of the body is, there the body is also. Do you know that you're a temple of the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit of God dwells within you? Do you know these things? This is what the Word of God says about you. This is what God's word says about you. I continue. What else does God's word say about you? That the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Oh, do you know the shepherding of Jesus? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me by still waters. He restores my soul. Oh, do you know that the Lord is your shepherd and that you lack nothing? Do you know that you're more than the conqueror through Jesus Christ who shed His blood for you? You're not weak. You're more than the conqueror through Jesus Christ who shed His blood for you. Romans 8:37. Do you know that all things work together for the good to those who love God? Romans 8:28. Do you know that everything that happens in your life works for the good if God? Hallelujah. This is real. Do you know that you've been empowered by the Holy Spirit to be His witness? You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, because in few days you shall receive the Holy Spirit, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. I am not timid, for the Spirit I have received is a spirit of power and love and self-control. Do you know that? 2 Timothy 1:7. They used to call me timid. But I am not timid, for I've received a spirit of power and love and self-control. 2 Timothy 1:7. I can hear the voice of God. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Oh yes, I can hear the voice of God. How does He speak? Through the Word of God. And He speaks through my mind if I want to listen to Him. Yes, He speaks. I can hear His voice. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. That's what the scripture says. I can heal the sick. Oh, Matthew 10:8. Also, they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. That's what we are called to do. Not only the priest, but every single person who loves Jesus. I can heal the sick. Of course, it's Jesus doing it in you. Of course, it's the Holy Spirit. It's not you that's doing it. It's He in you and you in Him. I can heal the sick. The Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Do you know that? That the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Do you know that? That He dwells within your heart, that He loves you, that He has all power for you that you need. Do you know that? That the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. That's Romans 8:11. It would be good for you to read the whole chapter of Romans 8 and see all the promises of God, what God says about you. Greater is He that is in you than the devil who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Greater is He, the Holy Spirit, that is in you than he that is in the world. That's the devil. And greater is God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that dwells in you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. That's real. That's real. You might think that the devil is powerful. He's not powerful when it comes to God living in us. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I have the power of life and death in my tongue. Proverbs 18:21. I have the power of life and death in my tongue. I don't know. I'm just a poor soul. I'm a poor soul. So you'll be a poor soul until you die. These are the things that the Lord tells you. He says, I have power of life and death in my tongue. And what should we be professing? I can hear the voice of God because I'm a sheep. I can prophesy because He tells me I can prophesy. I can heal the sick because He tells me I can heal the sick. Not anything crazy. I'm a new creation because of Christ Jesus. The old has passed away. I'm not anxious about my life. You know why? Because my life is in the hands of God. I'm not anxious. I have been blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing. I am a temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you know these things? These are the things that God says about you. And you don't know them yet. You've got to learn them. You've got to say, this is who I am. I'm not going to be pushed around by my feelings. This is who I am. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. That's right. Greater is Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Father that is in you than he that is in the world. I can go boldly before the throne of grace to receive help from God. In other words, I don't have to cower. So here I am. I can go boldly before the throne of grace to receive help from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's Hebrews 4:16. In other words, here I am, Lord. I'm your child, ransomed with the blood of Jesus. I can go boldly before the throne of God. Boldly, boldly, boldly. When I am weak, then I am strong because of His grace. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. I'm telling you, weakness is no excuse for not doing God's will. When I am weak, then I am most strong because of His grace. I am being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, Romans 8:29. Who does that? The Holy Spirit dwelling within me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:13. Not in my own power, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, Romans 8:37. Hallelujah. Do you know that these things are true? These are the things that God says about you. Do you know that these are the things that God wants you to know about yourself? All from the Scripture. We'll hear them again tomorrow. And we'll hear them again tomorrow. And you'll repeat them after me. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You are not an orphan, my friend. You've been adopted into God's family through the blood of Jesus Christ. You have overcome, my friend, through the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. You have been delivered from the dominion of darkness and transformed and transferred into the kingdom of light. You are a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. The Lord has amazing plans for you and for your life. The Lord is doing something new in your life. You are an ambassador for Christ. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you know these things? These are the things that God says about you. I don't care what your mother said, your father said, your teacher said. These are the things that God said about you. And you know what? They are all true. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.